time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Detective Craig Legescholt from the Marshalltown Police Department. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am doing well. Appreciate you stopping by. You drew the short stick this month from the police department to come and talk with me. But we're going to be talking about something that you and I have talked about a few other times, as April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And you had said kind of the national theme this year is looking back, moving forward. Tell me, what is the meaning kind of then behind that theme?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And so the national organization that sets this and sets the theme wanted to focus on that 25 years and really show how stronger we are because of the efforts over the past 25 years, looking back on that, but then also highlighting what we need to do to move forward. And so looking back, we think about sexual assault awareness. The reason we talk about it every year is statistically one American is sexually assaulted every 68 seconds. That's quite a bit. And in Iowa alone, 25% of all respondents of a recent survey reported that in their lifetime they have experienced some form of non-consensual sexual activity. So we look back and we want to honor those survivors and the people that have been impacted by sexual assault and be able to move forward and continue to support them, but also improve how we respond to it, whether that be as law enforcement or community members, people that are there to support survivors of sexual assault.
Yeah, and so first, let's just talk real quick. Local organization here to help. That kind of main one is Access, right?
Correct. Access is a regional organization. They do cover Marshall County. They have an office here in Marshalltown, and Access stands for Assault Care Center Extending Shelter and Support. So they provide advocates for not only sexual assault, but also domestic violence and other violent crimes. And so they provide an advocate for somebody to be with them through the entire process. They can be with them while they're making a report to police, while they are getting medical treatment, and even through the court process, which can be quite a ways down the road. But they're there to provide support for whatever is needed.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the theme, looking back, moving forward. You said, looking back, a sexual assault happens every 68 seconds in America.
Yeah.
Do you have any more statistics kind of like that to just shine a light on it?
So it's a very underreported crime. So when you think about, that's the stat that is known. We there's no way for us to know how many are actually happening or how often, but we know that it's more than that because it's an underreported crime. Additionally, we know that even fewer are reported to police. So we try to do this best job as we can when they are reported to us. But again, with the nature of our court system, not everything that gets reported to us may result in a conviction. But again, regardless of how that case turns out, there are people here to support survivors of sexual assault, whether that be Access that we just talked about or other organizations. Local organizations include Luna, Rise, Monsoon, Embark is another one out of Des Moines. So the statistics are overall staggering, and we try not to focus on the mountain, and we just take one step at a time, and we try to provide as good a service as we can for a survivor that we come into contact with.
And so, Detective Legescholt, with some of these cases, is it more often than not that the survivor is going to know who the perpetrator is?
Yeah, absolutely. Statistics on that, 80% around that is about the number of the perpetrator is known by the survivor. And so whether that's an intimate partner or coworker or a family member even, that person is more often than not known to the survivor.
Okay, and so when you guys are investigating these situations, for some of this, is time kind of part of that process? I mean, the sooner you report it, the better chance you have for everything, right?
Absolutely. We would like to be made aware of a situation as soon as possible so we can begin that investigation. However, if a person doesn't feel comfortable or ready to make that report, that shouldn't be a barrier. So as soon as you are ready and feel comfortable, even if it's quite a ways down the road or a lot of time has passed, we'll still take that report and investigate it as much as we can. Where that time frame comes into play, though, can really be for like medical treatment or a sexual assault examination where we may try to collect or be able to collect DNA type evidence to aid in that court process and get that conviction. Typically for that DNA evidence, we recommend 72 hours to 7 days. The sooner the better. However, for just medical treatment in general, if somebody has experienced sexual assault, they can be seen even up to 30 days past that date of assault. And that can be for, again, medical treatment, medications to be given to somebody, or dealing with injuries that you may not even know that you have. Strangulation is becoming more prevalent in sexual assault, and those type of injuries may not immediately show up to a person's neck, or if they have experienced oxygen loss to their brain, CTE, concussion-type injuries, are pretty well known in the sports world or are getting there. Well, we're starting to see that same type of effect in sexual assault survivors that have had some kind of strangulation done to them where that oxygen has been cut off. So again, medical treatment as soon as possible can be up to 30 days even afterwards. But just because you seek medical treatment doesn't mean that you have to make a report to police. The doctors and nurses staff will be able to guide a person through that. And so that person still has that power and control. If they're not ready to make that report to the police, please still go get that medical treatment.
Is there any special doctors or anything like that if something were to happen to a child?
Absolutely. Yep. So there's specialized centers. They're called child protection centers, and there are a few throughout the state. The closest ones are in Des Moines, up in Waterloo, and then in Hiawatha around Cedar Rapids. And they're specialized in not only doing those kind of examinations for children, but also interviewing children. So if in a adult-type case, I may be the one to interview a survivor, but for children, we would ask that they go and make arrangements to go up to one of those centers to have a interview from somebody who's specially trained in talking with children.
Okay, so joined today with Detective Craig Legoshult with the Marshalltown Police Department talking about Sexual Assault Awareness Month, as that is here in April. Let's mention one more time, a local organization people can reach out to. The main one is ACCESS.
Correct. ACCESS, their phone number, 515-292-0500, and their website is assaultcarecenter.org. Or by all means, you can contact the police department, the sheriff's office. Our IMPACT are all capable of being there to support survivors and connect them to resources as well.
Yeah, and if somebody comes to the police department, that doesn't mean they're going to go through the whole legal process and charges to be made. Sometimes just looking for that support, too.
Absolutely, yep. And we're there to provide that for them, however they need and whatever they decide that they want.
Yeah, all right. Well, Detective Legoshult, I appreciate you stopping by and talking about this serious problem that it does happen sometimes here in our neck of the woods. So thanks for the time today.
Thank you.